Hey, what's going on, everybody? D'Angelo playing in the background. Y'all already know what time it is. Whenever you hear that song through the radio waves, I hope your heart is upticking. I hope your adrenaline starts to rush just like mine does whenever I come into the booth every single Saturday. Real Off Real Talk Nation. Yo, what's going on, man? I miss you guys. It's only been a week, but for me, that's a week too long. It's time for me to be back on the microphone, man. Hey, so Tyler Campbell is here. I don't know about y'all, but man, it's Central Texas, Chad. Yo, that weather has changed miraculously. We were in the 80s on Wednesday, y'all. Now we're in the 20s. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yo, it's colder than a polar bear's toenails outside. But don't worry, Tyler Campbell is bringing that heat to the microphone. Yo, your host has you. So without further ado, we got to get this thing rolling. We're going to get into it how we get it. Yo, tell a friend to tune in right now. If they're on the radio waves, via the computer, via the phone, download the app. Take us everywhere that you go. Listen, the Horn Radio Station is live. We are local and we are digital. So stop everything you're doing. Pick up the phone, call somebody, text somebody, email somebody, and tell them we got it going on from 12 p.m. to 12:30 today. We got a shorter show, but help them to come to the show, get inspired so we can make the community better than the way that we found it, all right? Let's kick it how we do it. No matter the weather, this is where birds of a feather come to flock together. And at 12 p.m., it's my time. Listen, y'all, it's my time to bring you the sunshine. From the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, do not stress. And the reason being is because you know, listen, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are blessed. It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I'm live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Energy to waste. That's right. And if you're looking for inspiration, empowerment, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. And so you already know. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. So we can grow. Y'all know I come with that enthusiasm. I come with that passion. I come with that excitement to the microphone, man. Send me your text messages, 512-337-3776. You can keep up with me on social media. I'm at TCSpeaks32. I am TylerCampbell.com, or send me an email. Y'all know I respond. I talked about it before on the show. Tyler@TCSpeaks.com. A lot of the content that I get it because y'all are kind enough to send the emails. And y'all are going through some things or have encountered some stuff and you want to hear somebody cover the topic and speak over it. So I appreciate you all, Real Life, Real Talk Nation. It's not my show. It's our show. We are unity and we are community. I want to let everybody know, if you didn't tune in to last week's episode, first off, shame on you, all right? Shame on you. But you can always go to the SoundCloud, look up the horn, and type Real Life, Real Talk, tap, hit it, and you can find all of the episodes I've ever done. Last week, if y'all missed it, the show was about delivering the good news, right? There's so much negativity in the world. There's so much bad influence in the world. There's so much outside noise that you hear it so often, it's hard for people to envision that there are good things taking place. And so I challenge Real Life, Real Talk Nation. I challenge myself that we have to deliver, you know, that good news. So I did that on Monday. You know, there's an article that came out written by Hawk and Miller of Multiple Sclerosis Today, a national magazine, a big magazine from BioNews. And he titled the article, Tyler Campbell Traded His Football Cleats for a Microphone. And just truly a powerfully written article. Hawking, I thank you. BioNews, I thank you. Just about spreading the message. Again, spreading the good news. I hold myself accountable. Just trying to do my best in the article to be a deliverer of hope, right? And encouraging people to share their stories. And like I said, I share my story not for myself, not so Tyler Campbell can poke out his chest, not so TC can poke out his chest. I share my story as a means of encouraging other people to recognize that your life has value. Yo, your life has significance. Yo, you've been on a journey. You've seen some things. You've done some things. You missed some things. You've had hurt. You've had pain. You've overcome some things. And those are the things that need to be shared with anybody and everybody that you come in contact with. The reason being is because we need, yes, that good news. I hold myself accountable, all right? So y'all know how we do it. If you're new to the show, I have a segment that I introduced this new year called Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum. And it's about kind of giving some food for thought, right? Kind of giving you something to chew on, because I know this is radio. People come in and out of our show all the time. And I don't want to miss anything or have anybody miss something that could give them some food for thought and something that could possibly make you better, all right? So today's title for Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum is There is Transformation when your mind undergoes a renovation. Write that down. There is transformation, right, when your mind undergoes a renovation. All right. So listen, before me and my wife had kids and we had time, all right, we just spent a lot of our time on watching TV on the couch, HGTV specifically, loving shows like Flip or Flop or Love It or List It. And these were shows where you would see people taking homes, and they would take homes in their bad condition, and they would renovate them, right? They would try to uptick the price, take something that was broken and bring it all together masterfully, almost making it look better than new homes, right? Because they were custom designed. And then some of the show, like Flip or Flop, they would flip the home and try to make their profit back, right? Or Love It or List It, try to get people to love the new home that they renovated rather than going out and buying a new home. But the key word that I want people to hang on is the transformation and the renovation that took place into making these homes possible. So when I thought about transformation and renovation, I thought about Stephon Diggs, a wide receiver from the Buffalo Bills, a Pro Bowler consistently in the National Football League. There was an image last year when they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and the image was Stephon Diggs stayed on the football field. He was the only Buffalo Bill to do this, and he watched as the Kansas City Chiefs celebrated going to the Super Bowl. He watched it, and people captured that photo. And he wanted to sit there and watch them celebrate so it could always soak in and be a reminder of him in the offseason that whatever was done previously, not only by himself but by his team, yo, it wasn't good enough to reach that championship pinnacle of going to the Super Bowl. All right, that happened January the 24th in 2021. If you go back and play my show March the 6th, when I recorded it, I talked about this same thing. And he put in the work. To Stephon Diggs' credit, he put in the work. And the work wasn't necessarily about catching more balls. The work was more so about him becoming a better leader for his team. And he took all those things into account like he said he would, because this year he was a captain in the National Football League for his team for the very, very first time. So as you can see, he took that brokenness that he felt and felt like he needed to transform and he needed to renovate. He needed to change some things out in order to help his team get to a higher another level. What do you mean by transformation, TC? Yo, I'm glad you asked. Transformation means, according to the Tyler Campbell Standard Version of the Dictionary, transformation to me is a metamorphic change. Renovation means breaking something down for the sole purpose of improving its look. All right, renovation, breaking things down, something down for the sole purpose of improving its look. Transformation is the metamorphic change that you go through. So Diggs was somebody in 2020 who was the leader in receptions. He led the league in receptions. He led the league in yards. All right, he had 1,535 yards, the most in the NFL last year, and 127 catches, the most in the NFL this year. If you looked at his stats this year, he barely made the top 10 in both categories. So while most people would say his production went down, I would tell people that his leadership, I would tell people that his ability to inspire and motivate his teammates, his ability to be consistent in the locker room, his ability to lead people and bring them up to his level, those things increased when stats didn't reveal it. And as you see now, this weekend, the Buffalo Bills are still playing in the playoffs. And this man has his eyes on reaching the prize of the Super Bowl. And so things happened because his mindset was transformed and his mind went to another level because he was willing to undergo a renovation. He was willing to look at himself and say, yo, what? Listen, Stephon, it's not about getting the touchdowns. It's not about getting the receiving yards. It's about, can I raise my teammates' level? Because we can't get to the Super Bowl if everybody else isn't made all the way better. And so he had to challenge himself, right? He had to become better in the community. He had to become a better person. He did things like reach out to Calvin Ridley, who's going through his mental health stint right now with the Atlanta Falcons. Calvin Ridley isn't in the NFL right now because of mental health problems. Stephon Diggs has transformed himself. He's undergone a renovation of his mind, which has me incredibly excited about what the Buffalo Bills are going to do with their time in the playoff season. This is somebody who's a Cowboys fan. So the question then becomes, we're talking about there's transformation when your mind undergoes a renovation. When you're living your life, how many people actually pick up the phone and call you and ask you for advice? How many people are actually calling you to ask you, yo, for your insight? How do you do this? Or what can I do to be better? Like, who is asking you those things? And if nobody is asking you those things, that means your mind has to undergo a renovation. That means there's a transformation that needs to occur in your life by the way that you're living it, because there's too much I, and too much me. Leadership is not based off of the things that you accomplish. It's based off of your ability to raise other people's level, to get them to a place and to go further and faster than they could have ever imagined. Yo, there is transformation when your mind undergoes a renovation. Stephon Diggs has gone through a renovation. So I'm asking everybody, submit to yourself. Allow your life to go through a transformation and allow your mind to undergo a renovation so that you can be made all the better because of it. Yes, but also so you can raise the level of those around you to go to a higher and to go to a further place. Let that marinate on your cerebrum today. Catch us on the other side of this break, Chad, and we got something special for you. Sometimes you have to write yourself into existence to keep yourself from disappearing. We'll talk about that.
Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me, cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Oh, I love that song, man. At the closing of that song by Tasha Cobbs, listen, Nicki Minaj is the one who was rapping, and she says, got the power of life and death that flows from my tongue. And I wish that people would understand, yo, how much power, how much positivity, how much life that we can choose to speak on a routine and regular basis, man. We are capable of so much. Words have power. Words have meaning. Words can uplift. Words can encourage. Words can make a miraculous change depending on the person speaking them over as well as the people that they are speaking them over to. So please understand that your life has value, your life has meaning, and your life has worth, and you are capable of so much. And if nobody's ever told you, man, it's your man Tyler Campbell on the microphone telling you this today. We are live, we are local, we are digital. This is the Horn Radio Station. Take us everywhere that you go. Send us text messages, 512-337-3776. Yo, I'm at TCSpeaks32 on all social media. Hit me up, Tyler@TCSpeaks.com. We're going to keep this thing rolling. That first segment of Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum, we talked about the importance of understanding that there is transformation when your mind undergoes a renovation. Long story short, look around yourself, right? And ask yourself, you know, how many people are you leading? You know, a leader is not just somebody who rises to the top themselves. Yo, the definition of a leader is somebody who can pull people and rise them to their level or further beyond that level so that everybody else succeeds. And talked about Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills and his promise to himself that they would make it back to an AFC championship game or Super Bowl, and learning that whatever he did before, it wasn't good enough. He has to go through a transformation. His mind needed to be renovated because what he did before, it wasn't good enough. So he's going to another level, and it's exciting to see them in the playoffs today, or excuse me, this weekend. But we'll get into the message today. Write this down. Y'all, I know I move fast, speak fast, but y'all got to make sure you're not listening slow. All right. So pick up what it is that I'm putting down today. Today's message. Sometimes you have to write yourself into existence, right, to keep from disappearing. Sometimes you have to write yourself into existence to keep from disappearing. And I thought about this, I think when with the closing of my show, when my grandmother had passed away, I couldn't remember if I talked about, I think I talked about that before the new year hit. My grandmother had passed away. And so many times I often think about, man, I wish she had a journal or something. Like, I wish she had some writings. I wish she would have wrote a book. I wish she would have wrote some pages so that I could always remember her by. You know, I would always have something to savor, not just from photography, but just like written words of what she was feeling. And that's what made me think of today's title. Sometimes you have to write yourself into existence, right, to keep from disappearing. Principle number one, we are all living on borrowed time. All right, we're all living on borrowed time. Real life, real talk. It's hard to fathom the fact that we won't live forever. I mean, think about it. We always say things like, we'll do stuff tomorrow, or I'll get with you later in the week, or I'll come up to see you sometime this year. We're quick to do those things. But the reality of life that we live is the fact that we are all living off of a clock, all right? And that clock started with our time on this earth when breath was first breathed into our lungs as newborns. We are all living on borrowed time. And wouldn't you want to do something with the time that you have that will grant you the opportunity to live forever? Think about that for a second. Wouldn't you want to be able to do something or be a part of something that granted you the opportunity to live forever? Like the ability to record your life in your words, that's an immortal spectacle. And you're talking about somebody who, listen, I grew up learning love in Roman mythology. Y'all know this. I took Latin for numerous years growing up. I love words, love the culture, love everything that we talked about. And immortality was such a big thing, you know, in the culture, right? And so I feel like we can do our own due diligence to have our own immortality if we as individuals would understand that we are living off of borrowed time, and that there's some doctrine, there's some documentation that we need to start taking part of in writing down the journey that we experience in our life, like writing down our feelings, write down our daily, because in doing so, it will allow us to live forever. So how often do you journal? Is my question. How often do you actually write your thoughts down, the things that you've experienced? Have you written about your childhood before? Because in doing so, it will allow you to never disappear. You will write yourself into existence forever. And if you think I'm lying, look, think about it. People are still reading the doctrines of Dr. Martin Luther King. We just celebrated his day last week. All right, we still read his journals. We still read about the things that he accomplished. He will live forever. We are still reading Shakespearean sonnets. They are still taught in school systems, universities still to this day. The writings of Caesar, the writings of Da Vinci, those things are still talked about and discussed. Those individuals will live on forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Life, Real Talk Nation, what are you doing to immortalize yourself, to allow yourself to live forever? So your family can better help understand you so that you will live on in the history and the doctrine of the minds and hearts of your children, your wife, your husband, your friends. They will always have your thoughts. They will always have your feelings with them. We've got to start journalizing and writing some things down so that we can remain here forever, because life will come and life will go. But wouldn't you have some staying power to it? So think about this. We are living on borrowed time, all right? Principle number two, the memory bank fills up. We always say that those of us who write, you know, we would say we'll get down to it later on down the road. But here's the deal, man, memory fills up. We don't always remember things. So while you're here, while you have sound mind, there are some things that have taken place in your childhood. You've always kept those memories to yourself, right? We need to start writing about those things, start journalizing about those things. It allows you to remember all the ups and downs and highs and lows that your life has been through, and the things that you have overcome, the things that you have strived for. Like life thought it had you, but you made it through. What are the things that you saw in your childhood? Who are the people that influenced you in your life? Have you written about them? Have you talked about them? And it's all been hidden upstairs. But I want y'all to know that, again, we're living off of borrowed time in principle number one. And sooner or later, that memory bank is going to fill up and you won't be able to recant or recount those memories, and they won't be on paper so they can be relived. So people will always know how the man or the woman that they're thinking of, that they know of, that they see standing in front of them, or that they have in their memory bank, how that person came to be who he or she came to be. And people always say, well, we'll have photos and we have photo albums. There's something unique about when a person starts to write about their memories and puts them on paper. Look, a photo will only capture that moment. You ever thought about looking at a photo and thought to yourself, man, I wonder what my mom was thinking at that particular time? I wonder what that kid in the background was. What were you feeling? There's something special about the way words can express themselves. And when you know how somebody felt in that moment, it further allows you to live on forever because they know your feelings. All right. People talk about a trust or inheritance or business or houses that they pass down to the people after they leave this earth. But wouldn't it be all the more powerful, all the more important to transfer your heart to them? Like, I think we get caught up in the materialistic things, but what about allowing people to have something or a piece of you that lives on forever that they can always revert back to and feel what you felt? I think that's imperative and that's important. We got to do those things before our memory bank fills up and we have nothing to put down on paper. Listen, principle number three, you got to write yourself into existence to keep from disappearing. Why? To do it for yourself. I want to give people a word of advice because people aren't writing down or journalizing on a routine and regular basis because, by the way, journalizing and writing also helps your overall emotional and mental health and health state to keep you upright and to keep you positive and keep you uplifted to free your thoughts. Y'all have heard about me talk about this many times before, but I also want people to write these things down to do it for yourself. All right, we're not looking to write a best award winning novel, and you're not worried about editations. I'm trying to help people when they get that piece of paper in front of them as to what they're supposed to do. Listen, you write and you journal for yourself to free your mind. All right, and you've got something to say. You've got something to say. Young, old, black, brown, green, yellow, purple. Don't worry about who's reading it or who's about to read it. You're freeing your mind. You're helping yourself remain stable. And you're emptying your mind out so that you can get some fresh new memories to come up on board. But I feel like it is imperative to know that when you're doing your writing, yo, you're doing these things for yourself. Yo, TC, what are you talking about? Are you journalizing? You tell us to do this. You tell us to do that. Are you doing it? You know this. Listen, the ball came out. Life from the other side of the field, my story, I actually wrote that story, took over a year to write, comes out February the 4th. I'm telling y'all, I would not challenge you to do something that I don't hold myself accountable for myself first. Yo, do it for yourself. Write some things down so you can see what you have been through in life, what you have overcome, and allows things to stand out even more so than a photo could ever capture. Write yourself into existence, ladies and gentlemen, to keep from disappearing. All right, I'll see y'all next week. Let all those things marinate. Let them all come together. Tell a friend to tune in. I love y'all. I respect y'all. Chad, take us out.